Hey there, I see you've been having some difficulties with these here candidates. You've been voting and voting and voting and everything seems to stay the same or it gets worse.
I think I got a remedy for your malady.
You're not voting hard enough, boy.
You gotta get in there next time and pull that lever real good.
Hey yo, I fucks with you, payday.
And I appreciate that.
By no means will I ever, ever deviate back to the old ways, but it's getting kinda hectic. It's cartoonish, I can hardly even respect it.
How could you?
The English language today's hardly commanded. So much gibberish, you can't even understand it. You've been drained by George Soros, you can't sit down without thinking about clowns that get rancid. As long as you think these candidates are candid, you will never be able to fully comprehend it. My sympathy to the asses, inculcated by simple statements, is written for the masses. Feel the burn, you're motherfucking right. If you don't feel the burn, then you don't absorb the light. You ought to feel the burn of the duping delight. The white phosphorus was dropped on Palestine tonight. When I was chopping broccoli,
I was just making a salad.
Chopping broccoli,
and everything became valid.
Chopping broccoli,
if they were serious, they would abolish poverty.
I was chopping broccoli,
when I thought
it's got to be
a much better way.
The people will be free.
Default.
When we abolish poverty. One must be out of his mind to think they can't easily feed mankind. Anything to cause some kind of disparity, that's an old trick, it's called artificial scarcity. The way they fuck with your mind is strange. Is your globe warming or does your climate change? Words used to mean things, why you think we revel? That is why they call it sea level. I don't need to prove the shape of the earth, I just turn on the light of truth and watch the haters disperse. Try to save the planet while you're raping the purse of humanity. You don't understand, you're making it worse. You're very good at shutting your mouth, because George Soros put you up in his house. Stop talking that polish shit, cause if your handlers really wanted to end poverty, they would abolish it. I was chopping broccoli,
I was just making a salad.
Chopping broccoli,
and everything became valid.
Chopping broccoli,
if they were serious, they would abolish poverty. It dawned on me,
I was chopping broccoli, when I thought, there's got to be
a much better way.
The people will be free.
Powers it shouldn't be. That is demonstrably debunkable so easily. These mathematicians have left you dummies feckless. You can fit the whole world population in Texas with at least a half acre apiece, and every day from your garden you can make you a feast. They've gone pear-shaped like Neil Disgrace Tyson. They don't want you feeding on grass-fed bison. The population has to be calm. It's better for you factory farmed. The population doesn't understand. The police are here to protect them. They don't have to be armed. We've been trying to solve the poverty crisis, but things are complicated. We have been dealing with ISIS. We understand the austerity you've been under, but sorry, we just ain't got time to deal with world hunger.
I was chopping broccoli,
I was just making a salad.
Chopping broccoli,
and everything became valid.
Chopping broccoli,
if they were serious, they would abolish poverty.
I was chopping broccoli,
when I thought, there's got to be
a much better way.
The people will be free.
Default.
When we abolish poverty.
Debt default.
I've worked in establishments that have wasted enough broccoli in 1 year to feed their respective city. But two, fuck chopping broccoli. You want to obtain your sovereignty? Start chopping off heads and abolish poverty.